Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
God, now, focal point. God was never crying.
Never.
He came back and saw Satan's bed.
Yes, sir.
The Satan that I dream. Satan, my voice. Cry. Satan is a bastard. He didn't do that. The Bible says he came and saw Satan's effect. He saw it in the beginning. The earth was without it, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Bible says the Spirit of God began to hover upon the face of the situation. He didn't cry. One of the other examples for hope is jumping. Woo! Jumping with excitement. Have you seen a little baby jumping? That's half of a baby. That doesn't want to receive anything from God. He said, if you are not like Satan was, you can't receive it. You are so stiff in church. Nothing can flow in you. You are maintaining your skills in God's house. Listen to God with his word. I feel impressed, prophet. You can lose yourself up in it. It's not going to stop you from being spiritual. I've met a lot of people who think they are prayer warriors, but I just look at them and say, this is not prayer warrior life. It's what people have called it.
Yes,
doesn't mean every prayer warrior was not punched back. Who says so? Do I have a punch back?
Yes, sir.
And there's no calling as prayer warrior.
Yes, sir.
There's no calling.
Yes, sir.
Everybody should pray.
Yes, sir.
Is that prayer warrior that is the whole gospel? You don't think some people pray with other people? Are supposed to pray with other people? Everybody should pray in the church.
Yes, sir.
I've seen some of the worst set of people with the mindset that they are prayer warriors. Prayer warriors. That's always going to give you your dog one time because they call you prayer warriors. If you are not careful, you begin to watch the flesh to impress them. You don't walk in the flesh.
Yes, sir.
You want to preach on one small topic in church. He said, when one of those days, 19 hours with the Lord, while I was praying, what did you say 19 hours? 19 hours, the focal point, the main thing you wanted to see is your 19 hours. Everything you have said is secondary.
Yes, sir.
If they don't talk in hours, their spirit cannot rest. So while you are waiting on the Lord, one of those days, well, like 5 weddings, 25 hours. We don't stop at 25, lock the door. Are you hearing me?
Sir.
We bumped into two angels. 8:24 hours. Two angels. The expectation has gone. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So terrible expectation. Man calls me in children bread. Did you see the Bible?
Yes, sir.
Am I going to read the Bible?
No, sir.
Is it my father that wrote it?
No, sir.
The Bible calls healing children.
Yes,
sir. Is it where you should see healing them?
Yes, sir.
See the children.
I see that.
It's true. Not something serious.
Yes, sir.
It's not paying your mouth. It's something you can just receive. I saw this young man in the U.S. I see it's the picture he said painted and makes them more spiritual. The guy was with his speaker. He put the speaker. He put his speaker. They say, young lady, can I pray for you? I'm a Christian. Do you believe Jesus can heal this leg? I said, no, the leg has been beat. There's this thing. I don't know, blah, 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 blah. He said, do you believe Jesus can heal you now? And in my mind, I was trying to look at the young man. He's a speaker I was looking at. I said, yeah. God help me, Daniel. I learned something that day. He now casually bent down and put his hand there and prayed. He said, what do you feel? He made this one. What do you feel? He said, I feel some warm. No, Get this, I'm adding this, even though they don't feel anything. Forget about it, let them walk.
Yes.
Faith is the power of faith is in knowing, not in anything.
Yes, sir.
After it, he said, walk.
All right.
She began to walk, she ran scared to tears. She now dropped her, what they call this, crutches. They now pulled the bandage there, blah, 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 that was helping her walk from. She was not moving the legs, so all they said it was stiff for years. She kept crying and God, people gathered there. A young man with a speaker. Now, if you think there's so much of a young Christian, the Bible calls me the word. But in Africa, we are taught that when you pray in tongues, consistently 5 hours, how many years? 10 years, then you walk, you need to walk in power. And what is the power? That's power. Am I against the partition of the spirit? No. That's why young people are so arrogant today. They just start this thing up. Stay. But they're not bad. But this should not be assumed for the super. You get out of here. I saw one man, he said he was telling somebody that to grow out and come back. Let's assume that this is like to do hydration in chemistry. You think that's how you believe in your life every day? That's not the purpose. The purpose of hydration is not hydration. When you finish, you employ you in NMPC. You will not prove what you learned in secondary school. I forget what I said. Those big boys, you think, blah, 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 people have proved hydration. Maybe when you see somebody with legs like that, one is longer than another. Come and say, I'm off. And say, leg, come on. Don't say, come on, go back. Healing is what?
Children,
you know, I pray for you, my dear voice. Yesterday, I just finished praying and talking. She called me. I don't know how to put my number on Facebook. I don't know who did that. And one of them called me and was sending me to the woman. So I said, if you send me a card, you're not sending me yet. And I said, wait for me. I was sending the call. I was committed. You know, I said, he now sent me 2 screenshots that he has written that I'm a fake prophet, that he don't send money, I'm so wicked. I'm posting on his status. So why are you like this? Come on, money. Just what? You don't give me. I'm going to stain your wife. And I'm blocking. She's blocking. Stain. I've been in this business for a long time. I've been there for the phone. I've been sustaining. Go ahead and say some more. Funny young man. The next day, a woman called me in the morning. Some feeling sensation. Front leg, back leg. I said, okay, lay your hands there. In the name of Jesus. Before they leave, we believe they will let
you. Yes, sir.
Glory. Amen. Before they leave, we believe they will let you. All the demons are gone.
Yes, sir.
Healing is what?
Children's bread.
I said, leave the body. When she was crying, I'm sure she was waiting, but what I want to like me. I just said, come. Freely we have received.
Freely give.
I said, the Lord, I'm not sure I'm going to hold me for this thing. I just said it. Healing is what children's prayer. I'm sorry, Lord, this girl, I'm sure she's a girl. I said, it's children's prayer.
Yes, sir.
Expect it. Think like that. It doesn't say it's true, but tell yourself it's easy.
Easy.
He said, my yoke is what?
Easy.
My body is what?
Light.
And whatever God says you should do, you can do it. Easy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So when you want to walk it on, not on it's hard. It's hard. I was somewhere in the many years. I was a child. A pastor came and said, some of you think you love God because you are very captive. If you encounter you date him. I still went outside and I said, for me to sit there, better I take fish. I sat outside till the meeting finished. You know what? I read my Bible.
Yes,
First John 5:3.
Yes, sir.
No bululu, no kalani. First John 5:3. Let's read together. First John 5:3. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well. It's media today. Well, to read.
For this is the law of God, that we keep His commandments, and we shall not fall into sin.
I'm saying, Pastor, why is it not that? Amplify the English. Because some people may not know the meaning of words. Well, to go.
For this is the law of God, is this, that we have been trying to keep His commandments, and we take focus. You don't doubt yourself. I really doubt it. With. See, in that kind of atmosphere, if you become used to it, you are become terrible. You become like that. If all you call me, you that is hungry for prayer. It's such, I mean, life was like that. I had a friend, they were willing to pray. When he gets tired, at the beginning when I joined, when he gets tired, I used to pray to God to come. So from 8:06 p.m. is the next day 6 p.m. And it's a simple, nobody moves. That's language. So while we're praying, some of us who are just coming to join this group, they don't know that we just came. One day my friend almost died. I think you laugh. I said, you know, I thought I was the only one. When I looked at the I said, this one was so good. Because everybody was so sick. You know, those are things will make you feel alone. You know, sometimes you feel encouraged. This is not the only thing. See, this is what I want that. I'll go better. I'll get that sleep. Is this sleep in church? I'm not saying, why do you think I should cast your demons? Sleep in prayer. You can't get a cup and you can't get a cup. It's seeing the Lord. It's meditating. It's alive. Alive in the sleep. Yes, Lord. Yes. No, Lord. No, Lord.
They caught me red-handed, so I want to catch you. I'm a master. They catch me. See, today my friend said 9 cups. We're 9 meeting. I laid them on the rock. You know that man, they said, God should move around the church. When you know somebody is nice, when you need that, oh, Lord, I love you. Just like laid down. Oh, man, my spiritual friend was scared. And he told me, I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. I said, 9 cups. How many people were 9?
9 cups.
I don't see how many of you. He said, we're 9, sir. He was still alone. When we finished, he said, Simon, what did you say again? I said, 9 cups. Everybody said, they laughed. He said, what are the cups for? I said, cups we should drink. Every time. When I became wicked, in that prayer, when I went to this, I paid anybody. That's why I was going to stop me. I paid, I can catch people that with any prayer. I can catch. People only, especially with me. I can catch. We pray one time. The guy is a pastor. He got offended. So offended. We prayed, he was sleeping. When he came to my house, I wanted to say, I said, the only condition that we pray is this. He says, I have no problem, sir. I'll stay before your own steps. That same night, I don't wake anybody. I just stand up. If you don't wake up over after 5 minutes, I feel like you are. I just feel irritated. I don't know how to explain that thing. And this young man, everybody woke up, he was turning his ear, turning his people. My roommate Jacob was beating him. He didn't know that he had signed to the tongue. Jacob now hit him on the next. He did not. He looked at him. He just faced at him. I said, everybody wins. I said, you, your man, what is your name? I said, this night you pack your things in this house. If you don't stand up, this should be the last one in act. I'm being very serious. Prayer by force. And I said, if you go outside the way for us, don't come back to you. Eternal by condition. If you see his face in the name. Amen. He's a pastor today. He called me and said he's a pastor. Prayer by condition. My children, when they are holding their face, you pray. When they are not happy, you pray. Huh? If you like cry, daddy, you pray. Mommy, you pray. You will lock the door.
Yes, sir.
If you don't hear your voice for consistent 2 hours, you are not coming out. If you stop, you stop to rest, you are not coming. See, Pastor, what are you doing like that? I'm more than me. That's how they train you. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say?
Yes, sir.
You start manually before it becomes automatic.
Yes, sir.
Even cars, there was manual car before automatic.
Yes, sir.
Manual. You want to start this engine that you drive with, you first come with your hand manual. Then you leave it in this result. Some of you want the automatic. You want this speed to make you automatic at what? Your automatic is worse. You want it to call the cancer. Yes, the Holy Spirit, help me pray, help me pray. Oh, you love my life. You come to pray.
Yes, sir.
And you say, I was trying to correct something with the extreme part of. Some people that think they pray, that they are extreme, and they don't laugh. Pray warrior. You can laugh. Yes. You are not more prayerful than Jesus. Jesus smiled, Jesus laughed. You know Jesus laughed? With the anointing that he has, his definition of the anointing is
It's time for good clothes. If you are praying so much, you don't value natural things, worldly things again. Even good clothes is a sin. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Glory!
Correct. What does he want you to do?
Allow you. Feel free. So that you will receive the word with gladness. Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
What was that?
The prayer of your people.
Yes, sir.
Now, this is not me talking down prayer.
No.
Ha. You want to talk into a line now? You know, in all my teachings about prayer, I have never been able to feel like people that pray very well and finish it.
Yes,
sir. I've never done that. I just want you to understand the extreme side of these people that think they can pray. Sometimes they can be pride, spiritual pride.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says this is a complex that we have in Him, that when we pray. So when we are praying, we are showing our confidence in what? In Him. Not our confidence in the prayer. Jesus is of no effect. The cross of Jesus is useless. All emphasize works rather than grace. You see, people in Christianity for many years struggling, they think it's sweet. Have you met people who just knelt before you and cried? Brothers and sisters, I have seen, maybe you have not seen. And that's why I preach with so much pain like this. I've seen people who are serving God faithfully. What I mean faithfully, I mean faithfully. And for years, they are struggling as if. They can't tell anybody. Because people condemn them. And somehow when God helps them to meet people like us, and others who are many, or I believe there are many like me, they run to us and change these kind of things for us. You know, one time I was saying, brother, I know him. I know him. I don't describe him because I've been based in the nation of Bible. I know where he's coming from. And when he told me, sir, this is my 4 years, blah, 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 this is the scene, I've been struggling with him for years, blah, blah, blah. And I said, you? I know what I say. Because of the things he puts on him. Spoke the word as he spoke the word, the Spirit entered into me and set me upon my feet.
You see that? So the words we speak to you are possibilities in our life. The Holy Spirit tells you possibilities. Yes. A lady who has 16, but she stares at the world for a week. Her mind is more for a week. What's the lady? She will buy 20 weeks for free.
Yes, sir.
When you are 19, you are thinking of the latest book.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he just said, hey, he did this.
wish you can just remember very fast that it was.
Yes, sir.
It's a humble thing.
Yes, sir.
Say, come down, don't love us. You come over it.
So try to die.
So terrible. You come to a point nobody can come to you. That's your fault. That was what King said. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
King said, it starts by grumbling. God hates pride. The children of Israel grumbled. They died in the wilderness. They showed it to Moses. They crumbled. That's what I'm praying for when he said they limited the Holy One of Israel. When you are grumbling, you are in a state where you think you know it better than the person telling you. That's why you are grumbling. And the Bible says the reason why they are grumbling is because they do not meet the word of God. What? Faith. If you have faith, you don't grumble.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Hooray.
I was sharing with some leaders at the church last week. I said, what is hard to raise a church of 2,000? What is hard to raise a church of 5,000? If all of you set yourself on fire, make God your priority, do you know that will happen?
Yes, sir.
Do you know that will happen?
Yes, sir.
If you, make up your mind that God is your priority, it will happen.
Yes, sir.
All of you sit in.
Yes,
sir. Say, God, you are my own Baba. You don't know Satan can raise people from a mission to cause confusion.
Yes, sir.
You think God, Satan likes peace and harmony?
No,
sir. He's still office man doing the work of God. He doesn't like it. You are in church, he says that all of you sit there, this is wonderful for you. So, in case you don't know,
yes, sir.
The fact that you left Satan in the depth of sin, see where you are today. Seated, loving God. Are you together trying to say?
Yes, sir.
You listen to instruction, you are listening. You think Satan is excited? That everything you are told by the Holy Spirit and through your pastor, you listen? No, he's not. He knows Satan, in fact, a lot of times my pastor friend told me, he said Satan knows, believes in the word of God more than a lot of people. He believes in the word of God, more than a lot. That is why he wants to get people down. But they are not even seeing it themselves. He knows that as you are confessing this sin, you have the potency to take him up there from the life of a lot of people. He knows what this young man will do from that confession. Oh, I'm the light of the world. Oh, Satan is shaking. He's shaking. And he begins to time you. Whatever God plans, he likes to plan them. Because if the sin of God's word was not in you, you will not confess to your potency. So he comes for you. He wants to steal your joy. He wants to steal that spark from your life. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Just like Coke and the fees. What is a bottle of Coke without the fees? Many Christians don't have fees anymore. Why is Satan stolen their joy? Put circumstances in their life that will make them not appreciate God again. I hope you get what I'm saying. Cause them to make one or two mistakes and they give up on themselves and destiny. A lot of time, I tell people, I'm not trying to preach man worship, but a lot of time I tell people, it's the pride of life that makes people make terrible mistakes. The pride of life. If they were Christian, they would make mistakes. I was sharing, not so long, I said, I used to have loads of my spiritual fire from the school. I will write them down. Do you know why I never saw any lady in this while I live alone? Do you know why? My spiritual father told me. That's a simple truth. Somebody said God told me. Nobody told me from heaven. My spiritual father told me on the earth. When I came to this, I made it my Lord. Simple truth. Somebody, Brother Simon has always been anointed. He knows this thing for years. Who told me that? That's a big lie. I never always knew this thing. I don't get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What kept me above Satan when I didn't even know this revelation? It was instruction. Oh my goodness. See, prophet, the way he was growing, no, God kept him specially. He never had any girl. Big lies. I never had any girl when I was growing. We the way girls are beautiful in this world. I had seen beautiful ones. I said, oh my God. Great. And I even made an attempt to talk to the beautiful lady. In fact, for some, I even spoke
And while I was speaking, I would just come and break my hand. Go. Simon, how are you? Fine, sir. What are you doing? I'm to my close friends. Sounds familiar, right? My close friends, sir. Don't be friends again with them. You hear? Yes, sir. I go back home and start crying. I've lost a friend. In fact, I have to stop making you because I lost you, you know. If I make you my friend, I lose you. So to not affect my heart, just finish fellowship, I'm going home. I'm not talking to anybody. And it's not talking to somebody I'm enjoying with this stuff. So it's better for me not to walk. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
He helped me. Because that time I didn't have any spiritual sight to see what was wrong from what was right. I took advantage of my spiritual fellowship. I knew he understood life far better than me. I knew he had seen many things. Think about it. Think about it. You think we just arrived? He will tell you stories, some of you will be crying. We have seen plenty things. I'm sure I'm not finishing and I'm not scared to see more. But I've seen plenty things yet. It is my little journey yet. And when I sit there and say, don't do this, I'm speaking from abundance of the spirit and wisdom. Don't do that. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
You know, Satan was so beautiful. He was so wonderful. Wonderfully made by God. The book of Ezekiel said, because of the abundance of their beauty, things of each other. He was so fine, so anointed. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So wonderful. There was one called Lucifer, a light bearer. Just like I would say Lucifer today, many people feel embarrassed. But Lucifer was the righteous name of Satan. Everybody like that. The name of Satan before he became terrible as Satan. A light bearer, somebody that bears light. The Bible says this one, say because of the abundance of their dreams. The abundance of their dreams. It was in his assignment as an investor. And then he was given so much responsibility, he started feeling important. So much important. He was feeling his interest doing all this. You know, the abundance of their dreams going up and coming and going up. And I don't categorically tell you what it meant. I'm being cheerful because I don't want to say what it is not. It's been a long time receiving that from scripture. I'm not tonight, I'm going to look at this, so I'm speaking more with more surety this time. But I remember these words in the Bible. He said, because of the abundance of the dreams, and I would suggest he was so familiar with a lot of assignments that God was giving him. It came to a point, it felt like he had arrived. And you know what I'm trying to say? I mean, it is me that God uses every time, it is me that God uses. I'm so important, blah, 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 blah. He would see what nobody else was seeing in God. He would see. You know, time I had a boy here, I had to talk about these things, but let me just teach me. He felt like he knew me more than almost everybody that was with me. And a lot of times, I used to teach people that think they know me, because usually they don't know me. Just be humble. And you tell my pastors, that time some of them, he says, I am a prophet. I'm the most, sometimes he'll come, every time, I'm the most legitimate son of Prophet Samuel. He's present. The most legitimate son. I'm going to look at him. I'm going to look at him. And, well, I didn't need to say anything. You can just feel free and enjoy whatever that you give yourself. Shemi John the beloved said, I'm the one Jesus loves. God, Jesus loves the most. See, I can call yourself whatever you want to call yourself. When they are talking, you say, I know what prophet. You sometimes come and tell yourself, it's me that suggested that thing, and you now liked it. So how do you get that answer? One day he came to me and he said, sir, guess what?
What?
Sister, I saw you in Clapham, in glory, with different suits and cars and blah, blah, blah. And he observed, I was still looking at something that fell on my head. I was still looking at something, we're heading to church. Sister, you know what I said? I said, should I jump? This thing you're telling me now, I'm hearing, seeing for the first time, I'm hearing for the first time. I said, I've seen this thing from the day I started. You are the one God showed, not me. He said, no, God showed me to tell you. I said, go. Tell me. I said, God showed me to help you. your heart is looking for now. And God is showing you that I have plenty of it. You have not seen it yet. You just started thinking. You can think. I want you. The prophet is talking like this. I said, it was not for me. That means I said, with a lot of God, don't worry, receive. Receive what? I've seen plenty of cars. That's not the reason why I'm serving God.
Yes, sir.
Plenty of cars I must get.
Yes, sir.
And I know it's not to get there. We'll come to the days when we're going to be checking again. Is that a destiny which? We're talking about impact. These things must come. Since we want to pursue impact, are you getting what I'm saying? God will give us a way to buy cars and buses to do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because money flows in the direction of purpose.
Yes.
And one of these days, I had a vision. My eyes were open. And I saw him that they caught him stealing. And when they caught him stealing, I said, no, this one cannot steal. He cannot steal. And a vision. I said, no, he can't steal. I'm the one raising him up. He can't steal. I've never stolen. There was some guys that one time they called me the police. Some guys back. And when they called me, my parents were told that police caught me. And they wanted to be sure I was not being fraud. And my parents came there, and my father said, God's so offended. My mother said, I'm crying everywhere. You don't know who you touch. If you are looking for thieves, go to my teacher. And she was shouting outside. Okay. And I was inside. And when we were done with everything, I said, okay, have you finished checking the phone? He said, yes. Shamefully. I said, did you find what you are looking for? He said, no, we are so sorry. I said, okay, thank you. And I said, let's go away. So when we went back home, my dad later in the evening said, Simon. He said, son. He said, see, I know I shouted at her, this, blah, 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 but you need this house. He said, I don't understand. He said, he's such a man, he did not find anything. What if myself would have suspected that I would not see one thing to accuse of? Would have not suspected that means. He said, but I was so amazed and such everywhere, he would see one thing to accuse you of. He said, I'm proud of this, your Christianity. Hallelujah to Jesus. It was a bad situation, but I felt very excited hearing that from my dad. Now he believes in me more as a pastor. And you will get out of church and say, because they just mentioned everything. You know, my child, blah, blah, blah. They wanted to see a scene. You know what I'm saying, sir? One scene. About the prince of this world, Jesus, if he come to be appointed nothing. If he found nothing in Satan, in Jesus' story, he will find nothing.
Yes,
as he is for him.
Yes,
you don't have a Savior that is ignorant of the face of our God. And Jesus spoke to us through David. He said, if a man will not be in faith, I think that's Psalms 1:30. Let me show that scripture for you. Psalm 190, verse 9. He said, how can a young man cleanse his way? That's a question, right? He said, by taking heed according to your word. Give me the Amplified Revelation and relate with the TPT. Compare with the TPT. He said, how can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping watch on himself according to your word, conforming his life to your precepts. How can a young man stay pure? Only by living in the word of God and walking in his truth. See that?
Yes, sir.
In the old kitchen, he gave me that old kitchen. That's literal kitchen. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. How do you walk pure? Now, very important, prayer is important, but the first thing here is not what?
Prayer.
It is stay with the word first. Are you listening to me?
See, there's a lot of fights in your mind. Don't you see it? All of you, have you not seen that happen?
Yes, sir.
I'm thinking about that story for that young man. He was not listening. And after the vision, I called him. And I said, I didn't even call him yet, I called all of them. I said, I see one of you. And when I was saying that, I not told myself, I think Jesus knew that it was me. Yeah, the one woman said, he knew that it was Jesus. I said, I think one of you here will make a mistake that will cause us pain. I said, all of you be careful. Yes, that's what I started from me. It was him. So I go for me, but it was right. And I shake my head. So after that, I called for him, you know. I said, that vision you heard about. He said, yes, sir. I said, it was. He said, no, sir. Oh, sir, me, sir, I will never in my life. Now, this is somebody that left his father and mother and followed me. You know what the Bible says? Leave father and mother. That was hidden. He told his father and mother that he's following me. He came to this school because of me. Yes. The man who called me and said, my boy is following you everywhere, sir. Please help us to take care of him. They put it till they allow him. You don't know what Satan can do. That's why you have to be very careful. I was saying that he that thinks he's standing. If you are yourself, you are the one that suggested you're standing. He said, take him this forward. You must be standing by the grace of Jesus, not of your own. Are you listening to me? Never come to that point that you have this sense of arrival and guide. Never. Never. Hallelujah to Jesus. You know something happened to me not so long with a lady. She's a pastor. Beautiful, wonderful lady. And one time I posted something about baptism. I said, Jesus never conducted baptism. That my teaching on baptism. And she posted, she replied me on the message. She said, sir, I respect you so much. And I think you should pull down that post because of, you know, the preach you guys have for your teachings in you. I don't agree with that. She now put this on scripture. I said, I respect you so much. So you should pull down the post because I really follow you. And I said, what I said is right. So as she was quoting the scripture, I was displaying the scripture. As she quoted, I explained. And she felt like we need to have a physical, you know, audio conversation. So she then dropped her number and said, please reach me on this one. Message me, I want us to talk. So I didn't have a problem with that. I wanted to reach. And the Holy Ghost said, Don't. So I did not. He said, if you do that, sometimes you are making people think foolish of themselves. So I asked myself, you know, sometimes the record just comes to my head. He said, it's more like a question. He said, why did this one start? That's what I was doing. He said, why did this one start? Hallelujah to Jesus.
Right. Right.
I'm not saying that's how I always do. Sometimes I just do my things. I really don't care what anybody is thinking. I mean, we're going to be humble. But if you told me stop, don't do it. I'll show you how that one time we invited somebody here and he said we should go and stand with him. And I said they should tell him not to come. And he wanted to speak to me while we're praying. I couldn't leave my prayer and go and speak to him. So I did not speak with him until we're done with it. 10 hours prayer or 6 hours prayer, I can't remember. And after it, that same evening, a senior colleague who I used to know in Kenya, a wonderful prophet, he messaged me and we began to talk about the situation because he helped me. And he said, I want to do a video call so that we can reconcile. I said, sir, Lord, you respect. The way we were grown to respect you is above us. I cannot have that kind of call with that kind of individual. I said, if you are truly telling that boy, we're telling to go and apologize. Or you should leave with his conscience and be for God. Some of these things, it's not right. I put it out to him. It's not. It's not. You want to go and minister and say, snap your thumb. See, you know, people will be clapping for you in this world. You are going back to hell. You are a useless soldier. And you know what? This is a dream of many young people. You want to come to a point, you know, somebody say, my level is changing, I want to travel to the US. I feel, I sense a call of God in the US. Nobody has sensed a call of God. Go to who? Go to who? Who has sensed a call of God? God does not call you from Abuja to Utuku. He calls you from Utuku to Abuja, from Abuja to UK. Nobody. I was listening to my wife. I said, sometimes it's very difficult to admit the truth. I know it's a certain denomination. I disagree with them about this. Even now, I'm not going to mention it. Because I don't believe in love things. But you see, this thing about mission work. I heard them, one Christian church, they were praying for missionaries who have traveled different cities in the world. I heard something touch me inside. The deepest part of my heart is in God. This is why I pray for missionaries, these people. He was not talking about himself when he was a missionary in one village in Africa as a white man. I said, God. I have told myself, how many people in the Pentecostal will God remove from this kind of place and send them to this kind of place? I literally heard somebody say, God does not, my call is not to churches in village, it's in cities God calls. People who just start nonsense to the calling of God to suit their own desire. Where did God ever call somebody and say you are a city preacher and you are a village preacher? And I'm wondering, some of you who are young are hearing this thing. One day come and I'll call you two to city. That's why sometimes we hit this rubbish. We hit it away. Deep in your heart, you cannot picture yourself, enter a local government for God and preach and come out. You are not a Christian. Enter a village, go and preach and you can't even imagine it. You are not a Christian. These are things that define you as a Christian. You guys get out of the extension. They are things that define you as a Christian. Little things like this. Everybody in UK, God is calling you. It's US. Nobody has got to call Bandit here. Any people in God is calling them to Makoti. Meaning he has said you start from your what? From Jerusalem to what? Judea. There's a protocol to how God moves from Jerusalem, your surrounding environment, to what? Judea, the neighborhood, to the what? Uttermost part of the earth. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Like I was saying on Sunday in the second service, we are talking about God's agenda. We will not talk about Father, we will not talk about followership, we will not talk about decent behaviors in church. How will we not talk about it? We have to.
Yes, sir.
They say, do this, you want to do that. You say, God is my Lord. How is your Lord? Do this, is that one that is most excited to you? Don't do that, that's the one. They say, don't do it. Then later you are singing, I give myself to you. Are you sure you know what you are saying? Worship is just more like a religion. They don't understand what they're saying. Somebody can be done crying, and when he's done, he'll say, I don't like the way you are behaving. After crying for God, I don't like this sister for this deal. After crying for God, you finish service like this, you're going to come in. That's why God cannot go there to move in pastors. Because when you hear secrets, I'm sharing it everywhere. You build this thing. If you are humble, you can never be called. You can never be used by God. Take yourself. If you are spoiled, you hear it. God cannot use you. Because if he tells you that's like in 12 men now, it will go through my body. You are just walking and saying, hey, Sister Mary. Yes, Lord. You see her sister there? Her name is Ineka. Yes, Lord. She has slept with 15 men and committed 6 abortions. Jesus Christ. God, what did you just say? Say, calm down, don't disgrace her. God, wait, I have to talk to her now. God, wait, I've heard you, God. And I can come here. How can you commit 6 abortions? How can you come to live with 12 men? 15 men? Are you okay? Stupid girl. See, because you are not betrayed. There's a good that will hear that thing. In fact, we will just pass on the way. But God said, I mean tell her. Because in the prophetic we believe that God can tell you something, yet it is not single and six. There's a prophet that are in prison because they said what they are not supposed to do. They said what is wrong. You don't say it every time. As a prophet, it is in you to always see. It doesn't mean that you should always say what you see. I see you dying. I see you dying. I see you dying. You see that every time you see people dying, no, I miss you. So he died, but that brother said he will die. You will die tomorrow. You will die tomorrow. If you don't repent, you will die by 8 a.m. You hear? God says the Lord. If you die, if the person dies by 8 a.m., you are in trouble. The worst is not that he fell and died. They said something hit his head. Somebody hit his head, he now died. But come and look for him. Where is that man that said he died by 8 a.m.? He died by 8 a.m. Are you listening to me tonight?
Yes,
it's simple, but it's powerful.
Yes, sir.
It's powerful. What I'm teaching you is indeed very powerful. You know why some people cannot make impact for God? They don't hear what to do. They tell you what to do about this, and they want to do what you want to do about this. Your pastor tells you, your fellowship is not going to do like this, not to do like this. The prophet is not here, he's not understanding what we're doing. He doesn't know what is happening. The prophet is teaching you what he used to build you before you even came, what he used to treat the ministry. Say, sir, we're just 12, we don't understand how the prophet is okay. Now, since we are 12, start doing so and so. Start doing it. Start doing it. You know what I'm saying? Do it!
Yes, sir.
So I said, blah, 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 start the cell. Sir, I cannot start the cell because blah, 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 that's it. Sir, if I start it, blah, 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 that's the cell. Most of you don't understand that the cell, what you are seeing in your cell fellowship and school fellowship is a function of your mental capacity, how you are seeing things, how you are thinking. It's as far as your eyes can see. The function of your sight, your mentality. Are you listening to me? You don't even think you deserve beautiful. The way you prepare can tell. You deserve people, beautiful people, but you prepare your chair, two bench for 10 people. You don't have sight, true sight. If you truly were waiting for 50, you are already in place of 50 people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You just put one bench and it's a good idea. Yeah. You say, you Lord, we receive the 100. 100 membership is young. The next thing is your home, yourself. I said, we should start. I'm going to start. I'm hungry. They want to make a bunch of people. This is a feeling of money. I chose something. So that I'll get fed fish. This food, I want home. And then they come and come and see my head. Today, I'm not sure. Wait till I see. They don't go stink up. They don't go stink up. Every Saturday, you go, this way, he never comes to sell. Then you expect him to come next Sunday. He never comes. Sadona, have you not tried it? Yes, I see her advice. He still advises Sadona. Sadona, should that brother, that brother, I say this, I've tried. Me too, I've tried. He will still not come, just leave it. But you still invited him. But I bet on the makeup. You are not setting.
Yeah.
You want people to come. Where are the names you put on the wall? Where are the names? Did you call their name in prayer? No, this thing, they don't come. I bet this one, he gets from here, you know, they hear what? No matter what I do, sir, this person does not like coming to church on the pastor who's sitting there. He says, I've been invited to church, he's not coming. Are you telling me? Put the name on your wall. Let's test your fire. Call the person to come to church in the name of Jesus. Even we see things these poor people are doing, you think it's something we should admire. We have more in the kingdom.
Yes, sir. That's more.
You see, touch and follow. You touch somebody, you follow somebody. You talk to somebody, they don't follow you. Reach out the church, Jesus speaks to them, they don't follow you. Talk and follow.
Yes, sir.
And a casual. The compelling power you are talking is compelling them to follow.
Yes, sir.
It's an anointing. And is in every believer.
Yes,
that's why Jesus, because Jesus gave them the capacity already. He said, go. When you go, don't come back to the follow you and come. Because he gave them the ability to bring people, to capture people, to compel people.
Yes,
that's why he was expecting that people will follow them and come back when he sent them to my preach.
Yes,
how can Jesus tell somebody? He said, when they don't come, you too don't come. Because he knows what the disciples have on the inside of him. The compelling power and the class power. You know why they don't come when you tell them to come? You don't expect them to come. You sincerely don't. That is why you don't remind them to come. If you truly want them to come, you write their name down. You'll be so detailed. In fact, it's not haphazardly achieved. It is strategically achieved.
Sir.
You write their name literally in a new book. Are you listening to me?
Sir.
And be ticking your assignment. When did you call them? You tick. I called them today. I called them yesterday. I've sent them. Listen, you tick. You have sent everybody. You take the responsibilities you are doing in the flesh, because faith without work is what? Dead. In the realm of the spirit, you are praying, you are calling them to come. Physically, you are fulfilling what you need to do, as if that works. You think impact is a coincidence? We take proper record of the souls. When you start seeing them coming, when people are saying it's in grace, this will have grace to be so you mean nothing. You know it's grace, but you compare that grace. You compare it, you brought it to work by your faith. Are you listening to me, people of God? You got to understand this. Sir, they never listen to me, never. They will listen to you, you see that. You call your name in the place of prayer. Call your names. Write their names down in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Samuel, come to church. In the name of Jesus, Jude, your spirit, people would say, one sir, I always say hands on him, he's not being filled with the Holy Ghost. Write his name down. Write his name down. I've taught you this before. I said they are natural ways of farming, they are artificial systems, ways of farming. We did that in agriculture. Raining is natural, irrigation is artificial. Are you listening to me? Which all ever way water will get into that body, let it get into that that ground. Some will not come when you preach, some will come when you preach. That's natural way. Pray for. Just speak, they believe. They come, they are born again. They are filled with the Holy Ghost. So simple. Another, you are speaking. You are speaking. You are speaking. You have been speaking for 2 years. So that guy is too stubborn. Go and pray. When whichever way, let water enter him. You have already sown the seed. Go and speak the word of God from your kingdom, from your house. In the name of Jesus, because God says, out of your belly shall what? Flow rivers. You are speaking the waters of the Holy Ghost on the seed that enters house. Telling angels to orchestrate situations speaking God. You know, angels listen to you. And I tell you, many of us are not saying that we don't believe it. Angels listen to you. They listen to you. They can make money to align for you. When you understand this thing, you know you can never be helpless. Never be helpless. Why do I not tell lies? Because even if I say a lie and I'm not, an opportunity is seized from me, there's another opportunity to come. That's why I don't tell lies. I don't tell us to keep an opportunity. No, it's not in my nature to lie. I don't lie. I have the mind of Christ. The big battery is in your heart. Satan will be suggesting nonsense every day. You wake up nonsense suggestion. You get weary, nonsense ideas, nonsense in your heart. Subject the thoughts down. Subject them. That's why you need a loving voice. information in your database, the database of your mind. Good information. I mean, I'm talking about the word of God. David said, you put the word in your heart, you will not fall in prey to the devil. You will not sin. You will not. Jesus said, the prince of this world, come to me and find me nothing. This is Jesus before resurrection. He said, if you find him nothing, you know, if you find something, he will accuse you. He will disturb your mind. But he came to me, he find him nothing. He find it. I mean, look at him. Somebody close to him, he said, Jesus is proud. Imagine Jesus is your pastor. He said, Satan came to me, he did not see anything. Glory to God. That's his confession. The prince of this world come to me, find him nothing in me. Boasting that he's perfect in the Lord. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
he spoke about himself receiving the Spirit without measure. He said, "There's no measure of the Holy Ghost in me. It's food to the brain." And the Bible says, "We all have been filled with the Holy Ghost." Just like Jesus has been filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Say, "I'm filled with the Spirit of God." Shout it like you mean it one more time.
I feel the Spirit of God.
In 1 Corinthians 15 and 34, he said, awake to righteousness. Awake to righteousness. He said, see what? Why are you in sin? You are not awaking to righteousness. One of the rules suggests you steal righteousness. The Old Testament scripture says, steal yourself and take a hold of God. Steal yourself and take a hold of God. He said, awake to righteousness. He said, I see out. For some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Meaning, if you are in sin, it is because you don't have the knowledge of God. He said, awake to righteousness. Awake to it. Awake to righteousness. Awake to righteousness and steal out. Steal yourself in the knowledge of righteousness that you have. Stand up and see out. If you got a phone, if you have a phone, you will not cry. If you have a phone and have a night, and you call somebody, you are in trouble, will you cry? You have what it takes to call. The Bible says you receive everything you need for what? We can mention a few of them. Say, a dead man cannot see.
Yes, sir.
You fulfill the right for living above sin. You died with Christ.
Yes, sir.
You were buried with Christ. You were what? Do you know what we are talking about, people of God? Do you understand what we are talking about? Colossians 2 and Proverbs 1, the Bible says, if you die with him and you are buried with him, he said, think of the things up, not down. Because you are up now. Your life is upward, frontward, never backward. Are you getting what I'm saying? Think upward, frontward. Where do you think you come from? Who is your father? God Almighty. If you are born again, Jesus said, they said, Jesus, your brother and sister are looking for you. He said, who are the ones, my brothers and sisters? He said, he wants to be in the will of my father. They are my brothers and sisters. They are my brothers and sisters. And that shook a chord in my heart yesterday when I was thinking about it. I said, this is very deep, man. Your two brothers and sisters, the ones who will live with you forever are the ones that are not
sure.
Who will live with the ones who are seeing God let you know Jesus. Without taking that do the will, where the will of the Father will live forever. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Seek those things above. Paul is not joking here. He's not joking. Seek the things above. Don't think of stupid things, small things, failed things. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Things above.
Things above.
Where Christ is. Are you listening? There's no lack where he is. No sin where he is. No sickness where he is. Don't be used to being so cold to the world. I've been hearing it for years. That's why I said, get sparked up is in me. Get sparked up. So the question is, I'm hearing what I'm saying. It doesn't matter to you anymore. Like, look, I'm quite proud of you. Behind this is the whole of the year. Get into the spirit of the Lord. That's when you enter into the you see miracle, your life is just an array of miracles.
Hallelujah.
You believe in everything that you are tempted to see. How come you are still saying? You don't want to dive into what you are hearing. Just like somebody who has been sweating and you don't have to swim. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You have been swimming pool. You are sweating everywhere. You are sweating and just get back home with that cool. You see that good water. What will you do? You dive in. Scary also.
Hey.
In sin, Satan has kept you down for a long time and you are seated hearing the word. And as you are hearing the word, you are still. What do? You do? You dive in. I've seen my word. I've seen the word. I've seen something for me tonight. You've been suffering in addiction. You hear the word of God, but you get into the spirit. No. It has to stop today. You are going to insist. You insist. This has spoken my joy and my joy. My words and my joy. Why will you hear something and be smiling? Because you have imagined already that's where you get it.
Yes, sir.
You imagine yourself. For the glory set before you may endure. He was excited. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
You say, Abraham, rejoice to see my days. You rejoice to see.
Hey.
I see it with
yours. Yes, sir.
Don't wait to see before you start getting excited. As you hear it, get in the spirit of the word. It will cause joy. Joy is a proof of strength. Joy is a strength of the spirit. Because it says, with joy, with joy. When you hear it, you start laughing. You get excited. Then you begin to draw. If you are not in joy, you are not strong. You are not strong. You cannot flex. You cannot draw. Meaning, if a warrior that is not excited is never joy. You are just a candy steamer. How can you be praying? Always crying. There's a place to cry. If there's 10% place to cry, there's 90% place to rejoice. The place for joy is 90% in prayer. You will be praying and crying more than you are praying and rejoicing. That's your problem. If you are crying, you should be crying of joy. You know, when you have so much joy, you should be to cry. I mean, I've got it there. Somebody loved you so much people. You couldn't help it. That should be the kind of cry. Don't endure that kind of cry. Are you listening to me? Always excited. Get smacked up. Don't be looking like a failure. Don't never look like a failure. God has said it, I've been living, and it's settled. It's settled. The Bible said Abraham considered not the deadness of Sarah's womb. He considered not. The deadness was there. He refused to consider it. He didn't look at it. And then, I guess I have this problem. When people say faith is not a denial of fact, I have a problem with that. I wish there's another way to explain that. Because let me tell you the truth, faith denies facts.
Yes,
a lot of times,
yes,
because sometimes the database that suggests facts are wrong.
Yes.
I don't know that you get what I just said.
Yes,
I don't know that you get what I'm saying. When they say she was dead, according to their information, according to their database, when somebody is like that, the person is dead. But from Jesus' source of information, somebody like that is not dead. It's not faith language. It says she's asleep. She's asleep. So now, did Jesus deny that? He denied their fact. Are you getting what I'm saying? Our real name is faith. And we live by what?
Faith!
We walk by what?
Faith!
And not by what?
Sight!
Sight will give you certain facts. And I tell you, a lot of times you deny them. You have to deny them. You have to deny. Are you listening to me? You have to deny it. You are feeling the symptoms, you are denying it. You feel it. Satan will just be pushing you angry. You don't agree. No matter how much curry you are eating, you are rich. Oh, I'm rich. You tell me about it, if I make it back, I don't know, you walk behind. I'm made it.
And you leave with the proofs that you have made it.
Proof.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
I leave with the proof.
You leave with the proofs that you have made it.
Hallelujah. I hope you're fine.
Huh?
You're not so fine, you can rest, but I tell you, that devil is over.
Hey.
Oh,
now, if anybody be in Christ, there's a new creation. All things are God.
He said, forget the former things. Forget. Forget the years you have been in the thing. Forget it.
Yes, sir.
Yes. See, the guy, have smoked in there. He go, forget it. You got to forget it.
Yes, sir.
Quit remembering that you were that. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Only see, like, you know, many years ago the Lord gave me a dog, he said, caught up in lights. Caught up in glory. Caught up in glory. Caught up in light. Caught up in glory. Only see light. And God is a light so shining in him. There's no trace. You are in God. Don't see any trace. Say we are righteous and just that we are not exactly like Jesus. Are you okay? Not trying to help God. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. As he so are you men. In this present world. Even if you have made a mistake, get fucked up. You were never supposed to make a mistake. Never allow it to be said, that's who you are. You are naked. Don't hide away from the voice of God and hide at the back of what you the sin you committed. Are you listening to me? Satan ran and hid himself at the back of the sin he committed. When he committed the sin, the tree. The Bible says Jesus came and hung him, that nature, back on that tree. Are you listening to me? He hung it back. And he said, that the star, it is Jesus. When he stepped into hell, everybody bowed down to him. You know, it was because of the failure of Adam that hell and the rain of Hades was created. Death ran from Adam. When he disobeyed, the realm of death was opened. The gate of death was opened. Satan became the master of that realm. But when Jesus came, he subjected himself to the consequences of Satan and Adam's nature. He took upon himself Adam's fallen nature, and that resulted into going to hell, to the realm of Hades. When he got there, the Bible said, you know, there was a picture. I don't know why I did not record it. I would have shared to you. As he was walking into hell in the video, everybody would. The demons tried, and when they saw it was in the Bible, they remember this was once our master, and there's nobody like him. And when he got to Satan, who is in charge of the realm death, he stood up from his throne and bowed to him. And he collected the right to that realm. How did the realm start? Because of Adam's disobedience. How did by one man's disobedience, death, sin and death, reigned? In other words, if Adam never sinned, the gates of the realm of death would have not been opened. It had not happened. There was no possibility for the realm of death. It was Adam's disobedience that paved the way for Satan to have a realm. Now Jesus' obedience has closed the door to that realm. That realm of death. That's why I say now you have the keys of what? Life and death. Have you seen that? Meaning you have the power to make sure you don't fall a prey to the devil. That's why I said, I will wait unto righteousness and sinners. No machine will be moving on the system to stop you from saying, you are wait unto righteousness. That's the supposed realm of a believer. From that parameters, you will not be able to see. Righteousness is more like a capability, a capacity that you have been capacitated with. As you get to that realm, you don't see again. You refuse to see. See not. You choose not to see. Go back and not wait for a piece of glory before you stop sinning. Just tell yourself, I'm not doing it. I will not do it. In the name of Jesus. Is the Lord God that given power to make wealth? He has not changed. He given power called righteousness to bring about what? Holiness. Holy living. He's so fine, he's not like my husband. No problem. He's so fine, I appreciate God is cute. Move on. She's so fine, I appreciate God is cute. Move on.
Sir.
While disciplining him, look up the one you should have discipline and focus and destined to reign in the name of Jesus. I'm very disciplined, very focused in the name of Jesus. I don't joke with my destiny. I have the seal of greatness on my inside. I have greatness waiting to manifest in the name of Jesus. I'm not strong, I don't make mistakes. So, you know, we all make mistakes. No, I don't make mistakes. Because some mistakes will kill you before you even receive mercy. I don't make mistakes. In the name of Jesus, I'm righteous. I'm the Lord's anointed. I have
what it takes to stop sin. Oh, you are still in love with the guy. You feel it. You feel the love. He said, the name of Jesus, the love of God, covers the multitude of all these things in my hands. Thank you, Holy Ghost. That's how you talk as a believer. You think when I'm done, you don't say what you like. You will see. He will enter your head. Your head. You have to speak him out. The word of God is in your what? Mouth. Then manifestation. In the name of Jesus. My type is God's choice for life. Don't say my type. I have a type. Mm-mm. Whoever God brings is my type. Only means God. So I have steak. You are asking me about what is your spirit. So if you are not that created human beings. So you want to choose yourself. And that was in a deep sleep. He had no clue the kind of heat his spirit will have. He didn't measure it. Say, God increased his sensitivity. God did what he wanted on Eve and gave it to Adam. Adam said, wow, I like her. No such suggestion. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Be in a deep sleep with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Focus on destiny.
Yeah.
So that the day God brings your wife, you say, ah, she's wonderful.
Yeah.
And then he brings your husband, you say, oh, he's glorious.
Yeah.
You see that you are not in nonsense. Say, God, dear Jesus, I won't broad chest. I won't this time. You put yourself in trouble.
Yeah.
Then you see yourself with itchy ear looking for a message that sounds like your desire. Can God give you the desire of your heart? See, I read the Bible. The Bible says God gives the desires of your heart. You see, just like God telling you marry who you like, they did not marry who they like. And saying this without apology, they did not marry who they like. They married God's way for them. They are deceiving you. I tell you at the status quo, those who are saying those things don't know what they're saying. Coach me anyway. They don't. They think they're trying to help you marry them. Because do you know why sometimes they talk like that? You now, for instance, you are not full, you are born again, but you have not been discipled. How many churches get people really discipled? You are not discipled. And since you have not been properly discipled, see what then happens. The flesh is working contrary with the things of the Spirit. So God speaks to you about a lady. The lady is in your life. But because you are not tempted with the flesh, and you get out of yourself, you are wishing every other lady was your wife. And you think there's an end to this journey. If your wife calls you, carry another one, you will still wish for another one. Because you're in the realm of death. In the realm of death, things happen anyhow. Are you getting kind of scripture? You think outside your wife, there's something better. And so pastors have observed that marriages are dying. Why? People get married in the name of God's sake, and they cannot stay in the marriage. They are looking out there. The ladies who are looking out there, they won't dare to the flesh. They won't dare to the flesh. They don't really understand these teachings we are saying. How that the Holy Ghost are speaking your mortal body. They don't, they've never had this kind of place in their life. How do you think those kind of people, in the name of pragmatic and blah blah blah, pragmatic, why do you think there will be no problem? Sanguine, man in melancholy. You are in a conference where an instant preacher from the Bible is telling you that if you are in melancholy, don't marry a choleric. As a Christian, God created us and gave us melancholy, choleric, blah, 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 junk, rubbish. If anybody being Christ, what? If you have a bad character, you have a bad character. Deep it is. Nobody is melancholy, sanguine, and all those rubbish. And some say they are cross, they are waiting, there's one stupid one again. They are sign. Demons come out and they are giving you signs. There's only one sign, the sign of the cross.
Yeah.
What is stupid sign? Say, what is your sign? You say a Christian lady, say, what is your sign? Asking a guy, what's your sign? So you want to say now, as they know their sign, they know they are good for each other from their sign. And they are born again. They really say if anybody in Christ is a new creature. They said, let a cause of science on it. Zodiac should not marry. Not Zodiac, but there's a Leo, Scorpio,
Gemini,
Libra, as if he said,
I think I am. Libras copio.
Cancer.
Why are they sure when they have cancer? What? Scorpio, Leo, Cancer, Capricorn. You know, they don't have self-esteem. Their worth is not on the high side. They leave church and they see some people just look neat, put eyeglass. They say, well, I'm Leo. How about you? I'm Scorpio. And the Christian lady told me to go say, She now goes back home and put eyeglass. I said, I'm Scorpio. Copy. Your self-esteem is not enough. It's not enough. Don't follow what you. Don't be conformed to the system. You know, I heard the words, the man that they called the world, the greatest IQ, highest IQ in the world. What's that his name? He said, when he heard that the world's been $500 million. Is it $1 billion or $1 million? Billion. He said he wants to make two so that he can use it and build some churches. People go so irritated by what he said. As he has been, I was waiting for spirit today. As he has been now, make money and make some few churches, do some churches. People go to friend. He came out one time on Twitter and said, as the world's highest IQ man, I want to declare that Jesus is real.
Hallelujah.
Then some people came up and said, it doesn't mean you can't even vote, and you don't know what you're saying. But all of you agree that he has more IQ. Why not the problem that he said he agrees that Jesus is God, that Jesus is real? Now he said, what's mutual? Is that can be one? And we don't. That means you should want to line up at his door. That's a teacher's wisdom.
Yeah.
Where did you see from? Because if it's truly how he knew is really highest IQ, is this thing the same?
Yeah.
Because what's in the food? The one that does not have wisdom. You see, there is no God. Believe God. They give him Nobel Prize for great scientists. We know why they give them Nobel Prize. They don't mention Jesus. That's why they give them. The greatest scientists, they did not collect any Nobel Prize because they did not mention. They kept on mentioning Jesus. A little science makes you dumb. More science makes you very smart. Very sad. And a little science makes you say there is no God. More science tells you there is God. I think the world's greatest scientist for believing God. And the monks. This guy I just mentioned, the Faradays, they believe in God. What is ones that are just coming up and just finished university and had PhD? They are writing theses that God does not exist. That's where this come from. When the flesh fight them, by them, they don't come for counseling like 50 of them pastors. They see, I am tired. Marry who you like. He's preaching from the circumstance, the situation. Not from the Holy Ghost. Some of you now are victims. People are always victims of these kind of things. Say that you have it here already. You already like the boy. Now I'm marrying you. It's when you marry somebody that you like, that you enjoy the marriage. The people that divorce themselves. Did you see how they were slapping at beaches? Huh? I'm not asking people that divorce that you beat. If you have seen where you have. I mean, you heard about that divorce, Jesus Christ cannot be divorced. Not your life will come in this world, and we are very shocked. A relationship that broke up. Not your life will come in this world, and we are very shocked. I'm not your life will come in this world. I'm not hearing anything. I'm just coming up here. Were you not shocked? So all of you, how many of you have been deeply in love? You didn't see yourself sitting today. Say amen. If they told you that you're not married, that you're not married, see you now, single to single. And that kind of love you fell for Uncle. Jesse.
Yes, sir.
Everywhere it is.
anything your church don't produce, say son help. Beautiful family. You know some of you don't know how to reply. Is anything your research don't produce? My sister. I never say anything. Nothing. Son help. When last day I meet you in the hospital? Some of you when last you take part at all. You are exaggerating that this thing is not beautiful. Go to the hospital and see. Gasping for air. You have oxygen, but they are putting their oxygen in their nose. Come, some help. Some help. Some help. Don't look down on the fire by day, by night, cloud by day, because you have not entered the promised land yet. Don't look down on the fire by night, cloud by day, manna from heaven, water from the rock. I don't know that you have got it. Means if you were in a depth of situation, trusting God for 50k and 60k showed up. It's not 60 million, that's water from the road. You produce water from it in a typical situation. Let that not make you look at Moses and say, take us back to Egypt. Be excited that God will be excited in life. Say, God, I needed 50k, you gave me. You gave me when I lost all hope. I almost lost everything. You gave me this money. God, you are real. Kneel down, lift up your hands with a shout of praise and thanksgiving. Because when you thank you for the good, all good by God. He is testing you with the good. But if you don't rejoice in the good, you will not come into the promise. Because this 50,000 can be 50 million tomorrow if you thank him enough. Say, we are serving God, sir. That's not how you talk. That's not how you talk. That's not how you talk. I hope you know that when the children of Israel were in the wilderness, Egyptians were making money. They were doing business and making money. God's children were going through a process. Egyptians were making money in their city, eating good food. God's children were going through a process. You are in this world, not of the world. And sometimes the proof is a process you are going through. Egyptians were eating and enjoying with Pharaoh. Moses was with a people. Yes, sir. Somebody may say, Moses, no, Moses entered the situation because of the call.
Yes, sir.
That's why some things were not bragging. We are telling you, eat not for the call.
Yes, sir.
Am I doing it? But I did God of it. Are you looking at trying to explain to you? That's something you are doubting God. God, see other people. So, follow it. Follow the process. How become strong. How beautiful you are. As a preacher in the future, you can stand and preach the word of God in peace and power. How beautiful as a son is that you come out, you sing to the glory of God. I've heard some of the people of God. You raise a song, and somebody's intestine wants to come out in the spirit. They don't know what is happening to their body. See, there is a difference between somebody who preaches, even while preaching, you will never see us come to a point where young men are planting their head. No.
They say, this guy is not seeing other churches. Other churches are not my example. They are not. They are not my example. Are you listening to me? They are not my example. I will build according to the pattern. It will look like I'm foolish, like no, I want to know what you are doing. For when the flood comes, we will know who truly here comes. So don't look down on God because of these little seasons of your life. You see fire by this is the protection over your life. All around you. The manifestation of angels. You go home, you praise God, you feel goosebumps. You feel the anointing and tangible presence of God. You don't have anything in your house, you are thanking God. Boom, somebody bring fried rice for you and you eat. You say, God, people are having company. And you just say, one very little rise up. He said, some people are not praying, they are building this thing. You are praying to see. Lead him to continue his foolishness.
Yes, sir.
Lead such people to continue their foolishness. What will you say about the children of Israel? In the wilderness, the Egyptians were succeeding. Are you together to understand? They were building houses, they were making money, yet there are some set of people in the wilderness going through a process. And sometimes they were hungry, God will bring manna for them to eat. Is there not a law reason to thank God? I have seen a preacher coming from Egypt now who sees to thank God for manna from heaven. Father, we thank you. We didn't see food, you brought food. And now you collect the microphone. All believers are not praying and they are eating. You are seeing just small food. And you are thanking God. Shame on you! You look at him and you look and you wonder. If you are not careful, you will think it's right. No, it's not right. He's an idiot.
Yes, sir.
He is not. It's not in that process. We are trying to get somewhere. We are assured of the promise. We have seen the promise. We know the promise. We are walking out ourselves into the promise. And before we reach here, alright, there will be a little bit of lack. Because in that promised land, there's everything we need. Are you there, guys? But why can't ourselves walk up to that place, walking out our salvation? Since we are not in that supposed level yet, there will be a little bit of lack, a little bit of this. And sometimes, amidst that situation, you say, God, show up for me. He shows up. He's training you. Why is he getting angry sometimes when the children of Israel are murmuring? He said, why? They don't realize I was the one that gave them food. Why did they not have food, manna from heaven? Do you know that scripture Jesus put there? Please let me end with this. Do you know the scripture Jesus quoted in Matthew where he said, man shall not live by bread alone? It's quoted in Deuteronomy, I think, 18 or 13. I mean, as about the children of Israel, God was speaking to Moses. He said to Moses, he said, he was hungry. John, I mean, he saw an angel. He was hungry, expressing his dismay to Moses. He said, why are these people so stiff-necked? Why are they stubborn? He said, why give them bread, manna, sorry, from heaven? Why did he not see, have any clue of what to eat? Then he said, don't you understand that man shall not live by bread alone, but by the word that comes out from the mouth of the Lord? What he's insinuating is that when they didn't have any source of food, my word brought food for them. But I said, I give them. So they should not live by the present circumstance. They should not look at the situation and say, God, where are you? They should live by what God is saying. Man shall not live by bread, but by every word. Meaning, if God said it, just be going. He will meet you at the front. That's what I'm It was a training for the Israelites of total dependency on God. That you are not seeing a car yet. God said, from this desolate land, from this wilderness, from this part of the world, go to America. And you don't ask God a question. You say, Lord, okay, we will meet in America. You start working. Why? You know that if your leg cannot take you there, God is bringing a car. They are, no, how can you go to America from this part? Where will a plane go? The one that said I should go to America. Hey! Do you know him?
The one that said.
Do you know him? Elijah ran and ran, was so tired, and he laid his back somewhere and said, I cannot go again. He didn't know what where to start from. The most difficult bed in the forest. Called Raven.
Yeah.
The most grievous. God used that one. He said, hey, go ahead, give food to my servant. And Elijah saw Raven giving him food. What do you think? When he finished eating, what did he do? He stood up and said, I'm going. Because in this bush, if God can use Raven to give me food, as I'm going, and other Raven will bring food. In fact, lion that eats people as food will bring me food. That cleared everything.
what? Some of the things God does in your life is to teach you to trust.
Yes, sir.
Trust and obey.
Yes, sir.
When he goes, he knows what he has done, you trust him. This thing that he has done right is a roadmap to the next part of your destiny. Use this one, you get the next station. When it comes to the next one, hold that one ready when you see the next station. When it comes, that's how you get there. But people in Egypt and churches in Egypt will not understand. Pastors in Egypt will not understand. What are they doing in the wilderness? We are doing process. We are not wasting our time. We may not have all the money yet,
yes, sir.
But there is fire by night. Yes, sir. I'm saying the name of Jesus, the demon checks out.
Yes,
I'm saying the name of Jesus, mommy is here.
Yes, sir.
We don't have anything yet, but the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
We may not have anything, but we're gathered to pray in Jesus.
Yes, sir.
There's still a manifestation of the supernatural, yes, even in the process. So never get angry. Never get intimidated. He's every time you have to pray to see it. He's teaching you because he made you like himself. You are a creator like God Almighty. He's teaching you so that in this difficult situation you can learn to trust him. You know, I told myself I would share. I think before Sunday I would share that video to my family. God bless every soul, and God help every family that this situation in Nigeria has affected. God help them. But people of God, I will be a liar if I tell you that I agree that this is all to God. I'm not bragging. What is security in business? We are almost at the hand of the. It seems like we're in the hand of the all these enemies. But listen, if I agree that what we are seeing is the best that God can apply to you, personally as a preacher, I know. When I saw the death, it's been in me, I'm shouting. You can see me in the internet shouting. But listen, I saw a man. When I saw that story, people passed, they didn't point that thing. People just like failure, bad things. The pastor was giving a testimony in Hausa. He said they came to my house. They came to the They killed people. I heard people crying. And I told my wife, this is not how I'm going to live yet.
This is not how.
He said to his wife, follow me. Tashikibi. They went outside. And when they went outside, the Fulani saw them, entered. They looked for people. I think they even caught somebody in the other places when they flew down to the back door, killed some people, and came. See, they were looking at these people to get out of the way.
Hey!
They looked at him, they passed him, they didn't see him. The strength of matter that the gospel has gone far. Truth. We give God. But can we deny the fact that the same God that watched Philip die while people stoned him from heaven, he watched. That same God was the same God that while they were stoning Paul, he was still watching people stood up and walked out from amongst them. What time shall we say about this?
Yes, sir.
Which one do you choose for?
Oh, I choose the heaven.
Can I hear you say, listen, with all due respect to say, can I decide something? And I hear an apostle insulting some people saying, it was, I looked at him and said, these days, it's not a thing of emotion. Then he said, he sat down speaking with Jesus in the vision, and the demon was obstructing the conversation. And he expected Jesus to sit down the guy, get up from there. And after the conversation, when he got angry, he said, get up. The demon left. He said, Jesus, why did you not tell the demon? He said, no, this is your jurisdiction. I have given you authority. I cannot go beyond what you want me to do. Listen, if you truly don't have, we all sit in here, truly have a question. When we read the book of Acts, I saw where Stephen died. There is nobody who really loves God that will not say, God, is this all to us? I tell you the truth.
Hey.
It is this one, there is nobody seated here that wants to die. Who wants to die? If death was walking, God would put a desire to die. Nobody wants to die. Including God Almighty, when he came, the Bible said, he said, if it is God possible, let this God pass me. Nobody wants to die. That's why the slightest thing about sickness, we all run to the hospital.
Yeah.
In case we fit it and we're not sure, we run to the hospital. And it's fine. Very fine. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
The same God that watched Philip, the same God too, I tell you, the way he was looking at Philip was the same way, Stephen, sorry, was the same way he was looking at God.
But
God chose his own
God. I refuse to die.
As we are talking like this, people of God, the great woman of God that just died, you heard one of his
sons. Yes, sir.
They arrested him and gave him acid to drink.
Yes, sir.
He drank it.
Yes, sir.
And not even.
Oh, God, sir.
You know, when he was saying this to me one time, somebody said, it's a lie. I said, this old man is too old to lie. Said, it's a lie. He's too old. What is he lying? What was he lying about? To impress you. A man close to his grave is like that kind of foolish life.
Hey, I choose to live.
People of God, see, I tell you, embrace this thing.
Yes, sir.
Embrace this thing.
Yes, sir.
It's not the power from your heart and your mind. Meditate upon them there.
Yes,
you shall make your power.
Yes,
you shall have a.
Yes,
that is what you want to see in the sickness. I choose not to die by bullets. I'll die by my bullets. And I'm walking towards not dying by bullets.
I'm walking towards it.
Are you seeing it now? Because
yes,
faith without work is what it is. You that you are shouting that the enemy was supposed to die, but just go to Zambisa Forest. Nobody wants to die. Nobody dead. Nobody. Even Jesus, when somebody died, he cried.
Yes, sir.
Lazarus was so dear to him, he came in. It just fell. He didn't stop there. Lazarus. Because that's not God's will. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Cannot do that. The blood of Jesus is the greatest blood that paved the way for the entrance of the gospel in any city and location and any village. Not the blood of anyone. I insist. Thank God for their souls. We love them. But what were the martyrs in heaven doing? They were crying for Jesus to avenge their hearts. Because it was not supposed to be. If it was God's will, they would not cry. That's Revelation 6. You know God. Don't pray to death. Don't pray to death. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
I mean, God, you can be driving on your way to Abuja. They can fire bomb. I did not say bullet. They can fire bomb.
Somebody said,
don't say some things. What if they fire in box?
No.
Don't say that foolish question. We don't answer such useless questions. What if they fire, sir, and they lock? It will not work. It will not work. We know whom we believe. Say, Bob, when they're trying to paint a picture, say, Bob, and they don't say, Bob, if you like paint it, set your eyes on Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Not on the Bob. If you see Jesus enough, you will see that Bob cannot even exist around
Jesus.
I'm not existing. Imagine Jesus joining and they threw a bomb in his cup. He will open the bomb and use it to drink water.
Yes, sir.
Can you imagine that Jesus died by a bomb? Can you imagine picture him? Why do you think you are lesser? As he is.
So
great. I'm not talking about demons, those are witchcraft, useless sense. I'm thinking about people that think that they can use machines now. Paul said that teaching immortality, some people think one uses. I tell you, there are times, okay, you think it's okay. When you lose somebody so they want to be crying. It's not nice. God has solved that problem.
Yes,
who through death has brought what? Life. Brought to life and immortality by the preaching of the gospel. This is something we should say in the gospel to
people. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
People of God, don't expect to die.
No,
we don't die to be kind of us who don't believe
in Jesus.
believe, I shall live and not die. With long life, you will what?
Satisfied.
The devil comes to you at this age, telling you, I have long life. Long life, you will satisfy. As you have said it, you are negating them.
Long life.
A man of God said, it was anything about you, about to enter a train. I said, God, you love me. He said, I love you. Say, God, you love me.
Yes.
God, you love me. The way they came out, he can't explain. But he shouted, God, you love me. He assured of himself of his of God's love. I heard this testimony, it blew my mind. God, you love me. You know, many people don't know God love them. I tell you, go and sit down and think about this thing for 1 hour. God loves you. But God's love, what he gave is only begotten. You see, if I can give you everything I have, we can walk through him freely. Give you all things. All things. Protection is not part of all things. See a fool called a fool, a man, come with an AK on top of my head, and I'll make an attempt to fight him. You know why? Because I know finally I will not die.
Yes, sir.
He will die.
He
is this same last year in Israel?
No.
He had the pastor tell me to push off faith. He said, need actually need a matana, but we will not die like this. This is not how we will die. People could not be pulling that testimony because there were stories of a lot of deaths. But be careful you choose your path. Now, you understand what I'm saying? So that they tell me, come back, but because we have a pastor, they were not seeing me, they were just passing, they were not seeing me, they were just going to keep, they were not seeing me. My wife was shot, so they were just standing. Choose your path.
Of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.